Okero, Doctor, who represents Eastern Equatorial State in the Council of States, says unidentified security personnel beat him, took his money, and later charged him for possessing an undisclosed amount of foreign currency earlier this month. Odongto says he believes the security personnel who harassed him were acting on their own.
Some of the soldiers are well behaved. Even at the unit where I was taken, some of them were okay. They talked to me politely, and then they addressed me, you know, with honor. So, with the exception of some few, and then the person who punched me, who broke my ID, he was also drunk. I think it was also, you know, under influence, heavy influence of alcohol.
Okello says his experience should be an eye-opener to lawmakers in South Sudan. He appeals to the government to educate security forces about the rights of South Sudanese. Paulina Lokudu, a former information minister in the Central Equatorial State, says armed men who appeared to be security agents assaulted him at gunpoint recently. He says the armed men took some of his personal belongings.
And that was in the morning hours. At around 11 a.m. it was drizzling. I was coming out of my home and I got attacked by two vehicles, one V8 and one Land Cruiser. Seven people, they tried to kidnap me, and it happened that they broke into my car and took away some valuable items.
Lokudu says the government should address the frequent harassment of South Sudanese by rent members of the security forces. The spokesman of the South Sudan Police National Service, Major General Daniel Justin, says Okello has not filed an official complaint about his alleged harassment. Justin stressed that nobody is above the law and security forces who harassed lawmakers will be penalized.
Those of MPs, they have their immunity. Whenever there is a case which they are part to it, then there is a special process be taken inside that is to be brought to the law. So that case we are still investigating to find out those involved.
Major General Justin says people should report cases of abuse by security forces so that appropriate actions can be taken against the culprits. Ajo Noel, a South Sudanese lawyer, says the security forces who arrested Okello violated South Sudanese laws. He also says the attack on Okello tarnished the image of the security forces, adding that the lawmaker should be treated with respect.
It is something that, you know, weighs badly on the image of the organized forces, be it the police or the CID, as he claims, all the military intelligence that were involved in the process. That says a lot about our institutional structure and strength, given the fact that probably there is still a weakness in terms of knowledge and in terms of training for our organized security agents.
Major General Justin says all members of the organized forces in South Sudan face challenges, and the police service has taken note of Okello's alleged harassment. For VOA News, I am Imoya Daniela reporting from Juba.